Welcome to the ProSoft Podcast, where we talk about the technology and trends of industrial automation. I'm your host, Ian McIntosh, and in this episode, we're once again talking with Vishal Prakash. He'll be telling us about the Persistent Data Network, a new cloud-based industrial communication solution from ProSoft Technology. So let's hear what he had to say. Welcome to the show. We're here again today with Vishal Prakash, a product manager with ProSoft Technology. And today, we're here to talk about simple, secure, managed remote connectivity. We're going to be talking about the Persistent Data Network. So Vishal, thank you for joining us again.
Ian, thank you. Glad to be on the show again.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, good practice for my late night show.
That's right. It's good practice for both of us.
Yes.
The Persistent Data Network. Could you maybe give us a brief overview of what the heck this thing is?
Yeah, so Persistent Data Network, or PDN, is ProSoft's solution or answer to simplifying the complex remote communication networks that are out there where you've got geographically dispersed assets that need monitoring and control. Imagine a system where you're sitting on your desk and you've got all of these different devices connected to a switch. And they can all talk to each other. If you are sitting on the opposite side of the office, but you still want to talk to all of the equipment on your desk, you'll have to run a long cable along the way and connect to the switch. And that would be the easiest way to do it. So that same principle, we're basically taking that switch and we put it up in the cloud. And anything that's connected to that switch in the cloud can all talk to each other. The switch in the cloud is the Persistent Data Network, or the PDN, and the devices that connect to that switch are our gateways, which can be either cellular or wired gateways. And then any device that's connected to the gateway, they would all be connected via a simple layer 2 network where they can all talk to each other. Traditionally, this is done, if you think about how remote connectivity works to these remote assets, you've got things like RF, data radios, you might have lease lines, private line networks. So these are all existing systems that are out there. And, you know, it served its purpose. It's been great. Customers were able to reliably connect to their assets that sometimes are located hundreds of miles away, bring back information that then gives them a good picture of what's happening in terms of operations at the site. But I was actually listening to another podcast where the speaker was telling the audience that today, apart from the air we breathe, the second most abundant thing that's available today is actually cellular coverage. So how do we take advantage of that and use that to our benefit to simplify these complex communication networks that take a lot of time, resources to set up, to maintain, and to operate, and make that entire process simpler in terms of simplifying, you know, the speed of setting up a network, how quickly you can get it set up, and then certainly using the available resources that's out there.
Wow, that's kind of a startling factoid about the cellular coverage, its abundance, just covering the entire Earth.
That is correct. Yeah. I was surprised when I heard it as well.
So having said all that, what can you tell us about the communication challenges that some utilities are facing today?
So let's take a traditional municipal utility. Typically, it covers a decent geographical area where they might have, and in this case, we're talking about, let's say, a water and wastewater municipality. So they would have, let's say, a series of pump stations that spread over their coverage area where they need to monitor and then bring back that information into their SCADA system so they can make informed decisions, whether that is sending maintenance people out to service a pump or whether it is making sure to replace faulty equipment or whatever it is. You cannot do any of those if you don't have reliable information. And so to do that, you need some form of communication out to these remote sites. And the traditional way of doing it, like I said, is either using RF data radios or lease line or something like that. The problem with those technologies today is that they're complex. The initial cost of setting them up is quite high, and then you've got to maintain that service. And it does not provide the expandability very easily. So, for example, if you take a radio network, so let's say you've got a dozen sites that's on the radio network today, and let's say you need to expand your system by another six sites, but they're on the opposite end of town, which means to get to those six locations, you may have to install a new radio tower, you know, put in a repeater, and then so you can then access those sites. And then let's say if those six sites are at the further end of town, you may need booster antennas and things like that. Now, is it all doable? Absolutely. But the cost of doing something like that is pretty significant and can cost thousands of dollars. So what ProSoft looked at is to say, how can we do this more simply, more easily, more securely, and more intuitively for the customer? And that's how PDN was born. PDN, or Persistent Data Network, is fundamentally cloud-based networking.
Okay, that's cool. So what could you tell us about some of the early users that are adapting the Persistent Data Network?
One word, they're all very, very happy. We've got actually several users that's using PDN today. And that's, you know, everything from an oil and gas customer through to a municipality. And the feedback we've received is the speed at which a network can be created. You literally can create a cloud-based, simple, secure, managed network in just a few minutes. The ease of use was at the top of mind when we designed the solution, of course, along with security. But it was the ease of use and security that really were of equal importance to ProSoft Connect when PDN was designed. So it said it literally takes minutes, because all a customer has to do is to drop the gateways into a PDN project and activate it on the platform. And as soon as it's done, then every gateway in that project can all talk to each other. It really is that simple. You know, it literally took 15 minutes to set up a network of 15 gateways where they all needed to talk to each other.
Wow. So that definitely illustrates how the simplicity of PDN would make a big difference to end users. Now, you've mentioned a few times now that PDN is simple, it's secure, it's managed. So what does that mean to say that a remote access solution is managed, and how does that help the end user?
Let me answer the first two before I get on to managed. It is simple because it's extremely intuitive and very quick to set up and get it up and running as a cloud-based network for devices to talk to each other. It is very secure because ProSoft does not think about security as a one-step process. We deploy a technique called defense in depth, which is a multi-layered approach to security where, for example, the tunnels are encrypted. We use two-factor authentication, and then we use one-time tunnel passwords to generate the link, the secure link, to ensure that the connectivity is maintained. We also do regular pen testing, which means we can proactively fix any vulnerability that may arise. And we've actually got a third-party company that's doing the pen testing, so that's completely independent of ProSoft.
And just a quick aside for our listeners, pen testing is, of course, short for penetration testing, which is testing for security vulnerabilities in computer systems and web applications that could potentially be exploited.
That is correct. Managed. What does managed mean? You know, earlier on, I said, if you look at an RF data network, you know, you've got towers, you've got significant lengths of RF cables, connectors, you've got base stations that you got to maintain and things like that and stuff. So it's doable, but it costs money, it takes time, you need resources to do all of those things. With PDN, we use either the cellular infrastructure or an existing internet link, which means there's no proprietary or private infrastructure that you have to maintain. That's number one. And number two, all of the networking behind the scenes that provides the connectivity is actually fully managed by ProSoft, which means you can focus on your control system and making sure that the residents of the town either can flush their toilets and not face any issues, or if they turn on their tap, they're getting the water that they need, you know, whether it's for drinking, whether it's for lawns, or whether it's washing their car, but they turn it on and they get the water that they need at the time. And so with ProSoft managing the communications network, it allows you, the end customer, to focus on your process.
Okay, so yeah, getting water out of the tap, the toilet flushing when you need it to, I mean, that's a big deal.
That is very important for some people.
It's a big deal to anyone, Vishal. So we are reaching the end of our time. Thank you, Vishal, very much for being here to talk with us again.
Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
That's it for this episode. If you found the discussion interesting, be sure to check back again soon for more episodes of the ProSoft Podcast. Thanks for listening.